Hello, everyone, and welcome to Audio Mo Day 20 for June 20th, 2016. And unfortunately, I broke my streak for recording these things. It slipped my mind yesterday, and I went to bed and checked the time, and it was like 12:46 a.m., so I missed it, and oh well, I have to move on, I guess. It's not like it's a big deal. I know a lot of people miss stuff. I just wanted to it was more the, I think it was, for me, it was more the discipline of trying to come up with something to talk about every day. And I don't know why, but 2 years ago, I seemed to have a lot easier time doing it. I don't know what's different this year, because I do feel like I don't have much to talk about. But, that being said, I do have one thing I want to briefly talk about. I don't have a lot of the details for it, but I heard a podcast today. It was from Cracked. And Cracked is sort of like a humor website, but they always have these articles that are funny, but also sort of serious. Like, they usually, you know, talk about various... Well, it could be anything. It could be stuff to do with pop culture, but it could also be something to do with science and, you know, politics or whatever. And they do a podcast, and it usually deals with some sort of issue. And this week's podcast was all about swarm intelligence, and or almost like collective intelligence in some ways. And I don't remember a lot of the details, but you might want to listen to this podcast because it's really fascinating. But there's this company that is trying to make predictions based on swarm intelligence. And basically, what he talked about is how bees can, like, a single bee can't really do much. But between, like, all the bees together can make decisions about, like, if they have to move to a new hive, like, the new location where to build a new hive, they're statistically very good at finding the best one. Like, different bees will go out in different directions and then come back, and through a series of, like, they kind of swarm together, and, like, their vibrations and stuff, they can actually communicate this type of thing to the other bees, and apparently this has been observed, and statistically they do find the best, like, they do make the best decision about 80% of the time, according to this study. And so they're trying to make a model for that, for people. Like, if people in a group, if people working collectively in a group can, the theory is, make better decisions and predict things more accurately than can a single person, or even can a single expert. And what they found, but what they did this year, they have this model where, and I don't think this would work for people who are blind, but all the people in their studies log in, and they're, like, they could be all over the world, but it's over the internet, and they have to, the question is asked, and they each, there's like this little puck on the screen that they have to manipulate to the answer that they want, and they're kind of, it's almost like they have like a magnet that they can manipulate to pull the puck in the direction that they want. At the same time, everybody else is pulling the puck in the direction that they want. And over time, what will happen is it will go back and forth, and they will arrive at a group consensus. And what they actually found is, this year they tested it, and they were able to predict, before it happened, the top four winner, like the top four horses in this year's Kentucky Derby, and the top three horses in the Preakness. And before they did it, and this was made up of a swarm of, I think they said 20 people who were sort of experts in horse racing. And none of them alone, because they beforehand they asked each of them to make their predictions. And none of them were anywhere close to right. But all together, they were right, which is sort of hard to get my head around. And they did it earlier with the Oscars, and they each had to predict they each had to predict who they thought the winners were ahead of time. And I think they each, the average was around 40%. And these were just sort of movie fans. They weren't like, you know, movie critics or anything. And together, the sort of swarm thing, they predicted, I think it was like 76% of you know, the correct number of winners. And that was, a lot of the movie experts tend to average around 60%. So it was really fascinating. I don't even begin to understand all of it, like how it works and stuff. But it's just, it's a very fascinating thing. Like just the idea of like, well, because they talk about like in nature, how there's this swarming behavior where, you know, bees swarm, you know, birds flock, and, you know, fish have schools that like collectively on their own, they can't really do very much, but collectively they can accomplish quite a bit. And, you know, they're trying to map this out and see if the kind of thing can be done, you know, on a human sense. Now, obviously they've been trying to, they said they can't really predict elections, because it's too far out. But they did say like several months ago, they started trying to, you know, predict stuff. And they said with their tests, they did find that both Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders tested extremely well. And that was back before, like, I think this was back in the summer, they said. So back before anyone really thought that Trump or Sanders would go very far. But they said it's a really tricky thing too, because the biases, you have to try and account for biases, which is hard because, like, you know, who do you want to win something versus who you think will win something can be two different things. So it's hard to test for all that. But anyway, I would look up the Cracked podcast in your podcatcher of choice and listen to the most recent episode, because I found it to be really fascinating. And with that, I will go, and I will be back tomorrow, hopefully, if I don't forget. But assuming I don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow. Take care, everyone.